Jiva Tattva. The jivas are simultaneously different and non-different from Krishna. Spulingaridhagne Iva Chidanabo Jiva Nichaya Hare Suryasyaiva Pritagapitu Tadbheda Vishaya Vashe Maya Yasya Prakriti Patir Eveshvara Iha Sajivo Mukto Pi Prakriti Vashayogyasvagunata. Just as many tiny sparks burst out from a blazing fire, so the innumerable jivas are like atomic spiritual particles in the rays of the spiritual sun, Sri Hari. Though these jivas are non-different from Sri Hari, they are also eternally different from him. The eternal difference between the jiva and Ishvara is that Ishvara is the Lord and Master of Maya Shakti, whereas even the liberated jiva can fall under the control of Maya due to his constitutional nature. By their original nature, the jivas are eternal servants of Krishna, but being averse to him, they get covered by Maya and are thrown into material bondage. Swaruparatar hinan nijasukaparan Krishna vimukhan Harer Maya dandyan guna nigara jalai kalayati Tatasthulair lingair dvividha varanai klesha nikarai Mahakarmalanair nayati patitan swarga nirayo. By his original nature, the jiva is an eternal servant of Krishna. His swarup dharma is service to Sri Krishna. Bhagavan's deluding potency, Maya, punishes those jivas who are bereft of that swarup dharma. These jivas are averse to Krishna and are concerned with their own happiness. She binds them with the ropes of the three modes of material nature, sattva, raja, and tama, covers their swarup with gross and subtle bodies, and throws them into the miserable bondage of karma, thus repeatedly causing them to experience happiness and distress in heaven and hell. All jivas are eternally Krishna's parts and parcels. Mamae vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasasthanindriyani prakriti sthani karshati. O Arjuna, I am Sarveshwar, the Lord of all. All jivas are my parts and they are all eternal. Due to being conditioned and opposed to me, they are struggling intensely with the mind and the senses in this material world. Why are we suffering in this material world? Because we have committed the offense of ignoring Krishna. Krishna bhuli se jeev anadi bahirmu ateva maya tare deya sangsaradu. The jiva who is averse to Krishna has been preoccupied with the external material potency since time without beginning. Consequently, Krishna's deluding potency, Maya, gives him misery in the form of material existence. However, the jiva is a superior potency to Maya. Apareyam itastvanyam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. O Mahabaho, you should know that my external energy, which consists of 8 divisions, is inferior. There is another potency of mine, known as the Jiva Swarup, which is superior and which accepts this material world for the purpose of enjoying the fruits of karma. One who attains my abode never takes birth again.
Ah Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartinorjuna mamupetya tu kanteya punarjanma na vidyate.
From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada says, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, a person going to that spiritual sky never returns to this material world of death and suffering. The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha planet, for it is the eternal abode.
Krishna tells Arjuna, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor anyone else.
Natvevaham jatu nasham natam neme janadhipa nachaiva nabhavishyama sarve vayam ataparam.
Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us ever cease to be. Rather, we shall continue to exist forever.
You are not this temporary, ever-changing body.
Dehinosmin yata dehe komaram yovanam jara tata dehantara prapti dhirastatra namuhyati.
As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
The jiva is different from his material body.
Yata nalo darushu bhinna iyate yata nilo dehagata pritakstita yata nabhas sarvagatam na sajjate tata puman sarva gunashraya para.
As fire, although situated in wood, can be understood to be different from the wood. As air, although situated within the mouth and nostrils, is understood to be separate. And as the sky, although all-pervading, never mixes with anything, so the jiva, although now encaged within the material body, of which it is the source, is separate from it.
There is no birth nor death for the spirit soul.
Na jayate mriyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavita va na bhuya ajo nitya shashvato yam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire.
The soul has neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.